It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Almost 40 years ago, Hurricane Agnes flooded central Pennsylvania. 7 years ago, Hurricane Katrina tore apart New Orleans. In a book out this year, Carolyn Perry tells the story of surviving both storms. Marjorie Maddox reviews this new memoir.
In 1972, Hurricane Agnes swept through northeastern Pennsylvania, causing massive flooding. Lock Haven University English professors Carolyn and Bob Perry climbed out of their second-story window into a rowboat to escape. They were young and newly married. 32 years later, the Perrys had retired from teaching and settled in New Orleans. There they once again faced devastation, not only from the notorious Katrina, but also from Bob's worsening cancer. The couple was first trapped in the city's Memorial Hospital. They're later evacuated and separated under horrific conditions. Carolyn Perry tells their story with grace, energy, compassion, and skill in For Better, For Worse, Patient in the Maelstrom. In the book, Perry weaves together the past and present, Pennsylvania and New Orleans. Beginning at Memorial Hospital, the memoir moves back and forth to the couple's earlier years, to their many travels, and to their often lively and humorous experiences in New Orleans. Throughout, the book is made even richer by its apt literary references. For example, Perry describes a statue of Icarus in the city's Louis Armstrong International Airport, his golden wings unfurled, suspended high above you. Later, she contemplates a poem by Auden with its haunting images drawn from a Bruegel painting. The plowman hears the splash as Icarus falls into the sea, yet turns away quite leisurely from the disaster. The ship sees the boy falling out of the sky, but had somewhere to get to and calmly sailed on. How like the rest of the world, Perry explains, going about its business, watching transfixed as floodwaters swamped New Orleans. She tells the stories of those marooned and those who died, of doctors, nurses, and patients. Most importantly, she gives us New Orleans by taking us inside her own life. Here's how she describes her long-awaited yet traumatic evacuation. The nurse pushed me toward the waiting chopper. Go, go now, or you may not get out at all. With that, I ran toward the orange helicopter, stooping to avoid its whirring blades. And now the pilot prepared for takeoff. The sides were open with no doors, and as we cleared the edge of the helipad, looking down, I could see Bob sitting alone in his wheelchair, gazing up. I waved. As we rose, he looked smaller and smaller. With such moving passages, Perry brings us a tragedy we've seen replayed too often in the world's most recent disasters. For Better, For Worse is both a personal love story and a universal narrative. It is a tale of giving and receiving help, of persevering, of grieving, and of continuing on.
That book is For Better, For Worse, Patient in the Maelstrom by Carolyn Perry, published by Sunbury Press. Our reviewer, Marjorie Maddox, writes poetry and prose. She directs the creative writing program at Lock Haven University. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it on our website at wpsu.org/bookmark. That's your bookmark for this week. On WPSU, I'm Emily Reddy.